This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Spiritual and national leaders around the world are mourning the death of Charlie Gard. Before weekend masses, Pope Francis tweeted, "I entrust little Charlie to the Father and pray for his parents and all who loved him." The Pope's attention in June may have spawned early consideration for Charlie's case, from President Trump to major media. Vice President Pence offered condolences from the White House. At the end of Charlie's parents' valiant fight, their social media post simply read, "Our beautiful boy is gone." Chile, the nation with the best maternal mortality rate in Latin America, escaped legal abortion by one vote late last week. The legislative action is additionally expected to create a more pro-life high court where abortion advocates are not expected to overrule the legislative action. This is Life News Radio. When you think abortion is a horrible experience, that's pro-life. If you are saddened that women and their babies are abandoned to the concerns of others, that's pro-life. If a fetus is a little child with its own identity, its own personality, not merely a blob of cells, that's pro-life. When someone asks you if you are pro-choice or pro-life, remember the choice is not merely about choice, it's about a baby, a person. Remember to tell others you are pro-life. Socialized medicine with legally arranged early death is looking bad in Canada. After rejecting the legal medical killing of her 25-year-old daughter with disabilities, a Newfoundland mother was told by the doctor involved that she was being selfish. The daughter was included in the horror as she was just a few feet away inside her room. A mix of slow and tepid apologies from hospital and government officials have followed, though nothing from the doctor involved. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.